This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Right? Be part of the solution. Get that by getting... I do this with you all the time. Some of you are like, okay, yeah, knock it off, we got it. Well, you might have it, but there might be some who don't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. As I said, be part of the solution. That's what we want you to be. Brad Dagus will join me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, here in just a little bit. Brad is protecting your rights, your kids' rights. I've seen him fight. I know what he can do. I know what he's done to help me and help some of you, for that matter. And he is truly in it for the kids. He's truly in it for all the right reasons. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. All right. Let's hit some more of these stories. Now, it doesn't get any more acid. It just gets better and better and better, right? Well, according to the Environmental Agency, or the Environment Agency, this is Britain's version of the EPA, they funded some research, and they concluded with the research that white male narrators on natural programs make the average person uncomfortable. Well, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. Makes the average minority feel excluded. Why? Because it's a white voice. It's a white person. It might be an expert in that field. The tendency for environmental documentaries to be voiced by white male voices is given an example of how the environment and the sector can feel inaccessible, especially to people from ethnic minorities. The Institution for Environmental Services, now listen, you guys make fun of this when I read this stuff. You tell me, oh, come on, that was England, that was France, that was whatever. Really? Look at what's come this way. Look at what's happened here. This is nothing new. With what's going on, we've heard about this stuff going on in other countries for years. I've made fun of it for years. And I kept saying, it's coming here if you don't stop it. You went, oh, Joe. The tendency for environmental documentaries to be voiced by white male voices is an example of how the environment and the sector can feel inaccessible to people from ethnic minorities. Now, the study focused on ethnic minority environmental professionals. Whoa. Didn't know. You know, how many subsets do you think we have? How many subcategories do you think we have? This is funny. The report used the word white 43 times, gave a strict definition for the word early in the study. Now, English, Welsh, Scottish, Northern Irish, British Irish, Gypsy, or Irish traveler, Roma, or any other white background qualifies as white, according to the IES. It's just amazing. In recent years, the Environmental Agency has increasingly pushed for more reports of diversity and inclusion. Oh, if I keep hearing those words, I'm going to throw up. No, really. You know how you get diversity and inclusion? You make sure you have your message goes out to everybody. If they don't receive it, look, for my Christian friends, if you white Christian guys can't receive a message from God from a black man, then you are a racist, and I don't believe that you really know who God is and what he wants. And vice versa. If you black folks you can't receive from a white person, then what's your problem? God's word is God's word no matter whose mouth it rolls off of, whose tongue it rolls off of. But you probably don't believe that. You probably don't see it. I mean, Tammy and I went to a predominantly black church for years. And I do mean predominantly black church. And frankly and honestly, you didn't know it. We didn't know it. Yes, there were racists there. There were black racists there. And that's out of the pastor's mouth. We were told to ignore them. We weren't there to make friends. We weren't there to make sure that people liked us. We were there to learn the Word of God. That's what we were doing there. And if you couldn't accept us for who we were, and then complain that people don't accept you for who you are, look at me as a white guy and think that I'm a racist just because I'm white. What does that say about you? You don't know anything about me. You don't know anything about my family. You have no idea what's going on in my life. And yet you're going to tell me the problem is with me. Unreal. Just unreal. And people are buying it. That's the other thing. Buying this hook, line, and sinker. Joey B's at it again. It's a cover-up. President Joe Biden called out for scrambling to clean migrant... Now, listen. You saw it. We've been talking about it on the show. You guys have seen it. You've sent me pictures of it. I mean, where Joe Biden went, it should have looked like a third world nation that just been bombed out. But all of a sudden, it was cleaned up. Sidewalks were clean. The walls were clean. There was no migrants in the street. There was a place you could walk and do all kinds of stuff. Maybe that's a great day to do shopping when you know the president's going to be in town. Joe Mazzini, your host, Uncle Fire, Brad Dinkins, joins me right after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Life Line right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's what I want you to be. I want you to be part of the solution. So that way, there, you know, you have the information you need. You need to go out and you know, impart that information to others. Make sure you know it. Make sure you understand it. Make sure you can work it. I love having this guy on with me every week. Founder of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dakins, joins me as he does. Always love my time with him. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Well, great to be on the program. Thanks, Joe.
All right, so listen, I got some bad news for you. I mean, both of us were, I believe, were both fans of Antonin Scalia. And,
yes.
Yeah, you know, the originalist. But I just found out, I just did a story a little while ago, and I found out that apparently he was a member of the KKK. And the reason behind that was a black professor, a law professor, said that he had introduced when they did an appeal to the Supreme Court, they went on a particular case where a black man had been sentenced to death in Georgia for crimes that he admittedly was guilty of. His argument to the court was that black men who kill white men are put to death at a higher number than the other way around. Scalia said that, well, that might be, and if you can prove it, it's an injustice, but the law is the law, and if that particular murder brought on the death penalty, then that's what the law is.
Right.
Right? So it's not the law is not there to see how you feel or to write an injustice based on numbers like that. It's that particular instance, is it not?
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. And
you hear that a lot when it comes to some of these people, especially some of these black professors at these law schools, who say, look, it's an injustice because of this, and the way you make it right is basically you let them get away with murder.
Yeah, that's how they would reconcile. It wouldn't be to toughen up the prosecution of people who are allegedly murderers. It would be to let go people who are murderers, somehow give them a free pass because of their color of their skin. That is a grotesque injustice. It's twisted. If people want to, I agree, if people want to investigate, errors in the justice system, they can. But the bottom line question is, did that individual commit a murder? If so, are they, prosecute them and give them the proper punishment, period. It was interesting. I was on an airplane once talking to an individual, and she said, that African Americans are more likely to be put behind bars or to get the death penalty than Caucasians or Asians who are prosecuted and convicted of murder, of capital murder. And I responded, I said, well, that's a terrible injustice to the Asian and Caucasian community. She looked at me strange. She goes, what do you mean? I said, well, the truth is that when someone is, when they're out of jail, then they go back to their community and they kill people of their same ethnicity. And I think it's a terrible injustice if these other communities are not having their murderers in their communities put behind bars and executed. It's actually a disservice to those other communities. It's who wants more murderers in their communities that are going to kill more of their people? And she looked at me, she goes, I never looked at it that way before. That's very logical when you look at it. Actually, severe punishment against criminals of a certain group who are guilty is a great service to people in that community getting tremendous and greater protection as opposed to those in other communities where they do not have that same rate of conviction or degree of penalty.
Yeah, the other thing I talked about earlier tonight, too, and I've got my other co-host later in the week going to respond to it, which is it's amazing how in the black community, when an injustice is done to them, which there has been, when injustice is done to them, they ruin their own community. They ruin the little stores, the mom-and-pop stores. They help them, through. And I sit here and I say, why would you hurt your own? If you feel that injustice is being done to the black community, yet you go into the black community, you perform more injustice. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. It also ends jobs and employment opportunities because, the stores, the jewelry stores and others that are owned even, say, by people of a different ethnicity say, that's it. We're not coming in here. We're not putting in capital, investment, or jobs. There's been a huge disservice and decades of counterproduction.
Yep.
With regard to these communities that have worked so hard to build and regentrify, you're right. It's a total disservice to those communities.
California has recently they have that reparations committee. I don't know if you heard about that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you know, California was a free state, and you know.
Oh, that was great. Yeah. That was a great speech. I mean, that they should have put that on Comedy Central. They should have never put that on a regular news source. But anyway, so the reparations committee originally came up with a couple $100,000 per family that were, you know, direct descendants of slaves. But what I thought was really interesting is that the head of the committee came out later on and said it really should be $1 million per family, and then that would help stimulate the economy. And I was thinking to myself, okay, let me see, what if I'm percentage black? Do I get a percentage of $1 million? How does that work, number one? Number two is, can this be fought eventually in court? This is reparations for what? We had no slaves in California. Slavery is specifically forbidden in the California Constitution.
Right, and you have to prove that those today are suffering because of the tremendous injustice that happened 170 years ago. It's illogical from a legal perspective. A true reparations perspective is completely illogical. It makes absolutely no sense.
And we're $28 billion in the hole here in California. We were totally solvent, flush with cash last year after coming out of being $180 billion in the hole. Uncle Joe gave Newsom a way out, gave him a helping hand. And to prove that the Democrats can't handle money, within 18 months, we are back in the hole again here in California and still talking about reparations, still talking about, I think, what did he just do? He gave out $700 checks to every taxpayer in California?
Right.
I just find it
or
amazing.
More. Yeah. Or more. I mean, I think I've...
Yeah, so up to $1,200 at one point, yeah.
Just giving away the money, and people are leaving the state for a reason.
If you think about it, you know, there are those who file tax returns with illegal or stolen Social Security numbers. The checks are still sent to their homes. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA USA News Update. Power crews fanning out across Northern California in what PG&E calls their largest ever storm response. As of midday, about 155,000 customers were still without power after last night's wild weather, the latest in a series of powerful storms.
The storm activity included wind gusts exceeding 70 miles per hour and more than 100 cloud-to-ground lightning strikes as of 5:30 a.m.
PG&E executive Teresa Alvarado says crews are now working to repair the new damage from the most recent event. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell stressing the importance of the central bank's independence. In remarks delivered to Sweden's Riksbank, Powell said the Fed's independence from political influence is key to its ability to bring down inflation.
Restoring price stability when inflation is high can require measures that are not popular in the short term as we raise interest rates to slow the economy.
Stocks rose modestly after the speech. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. Let me bring it back on. Brad Dinkins joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. This is the kind of law firm that you guys keep telling out. What can we do to help, Joe? What can we do here? This is the company you need to help. These are the people that you need to help because they are doing great things in and around this country on a regular basis. Brad, tell people what PJI is all about and how they can help you.
Yeah, Pacific Justice Institute. We're a nonprofit, 501c3 organization. We defend people without charge all across the country and with 27 offices coast to coast, defending religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life, all without charge. And we're unique in that we don't just cherry-pick a few high-profile cases. We actually work hard to make sure everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road.
Yes, you do, and I know that to be fact. So, people, you know, you always say, "How can we help? What can we do? Who should I donate money to?" Look, first of all, donate money to me. That always makes life easy too. But when you're looking for organizations that help, that will do the right thing, and as you heard him say, look, they don't care what social status you're at. Right? As you always say, you don't cherry-pick cases. You're out there fighting for the rights of, you know, families and education. And man, I tell you, over the years that you've been on the show with me, it seems to be cycles of different things. You know, it was pastors for the longest time. Then it was the kids and parents. And it really has, we've really seen it change.
Yeah, it just keeps coming in waves.
Yep.
And the important thing is that we're there to step up to those challenges when they come, and by God's grace and by many of your listeners' support, we're able to do that. And people want to support our work. We have some good news. We have a matching gift program for monthly donors. So if anyone would like to become a regular monthly donor of any amount, it'll be matched dollar for dollar for the entire year of 2023 each month. And It's a total cap of up to $20,000 in new monthly support. So if anyone would like to participate in that in any amount, they can do that by going to our website, pji.org, pji.org.
Yep. All right. So let's talk about this. We've talked about this a while back. And now I've seen it come to fruition where now the military has decided to pause the vaccine. You will no longer be required to stay in the military. You will no longer be required to be vaccinated. However, they're not reinstating those that got fired or released. The irritant here, the concern here that I have, that's not fair. That's not fair in equal treatment, is it?
No, it isn't. And fortunately, for many men and women in the military, we actually have an office with an attorney who has a long career in military law. She's just absolutely fantastic. She's in our office there in serving New Jersey and Pennsylvania. New Jersey in Pennsylvania. But she's actually serving all men and women across the country when it comes to these military issues and vaccine and religious exemptions and being denied, et cetera. So she's actually serving everyone across the country, but that's her location, if you will. But so as far as the legal analysis of it goes, what they did is actually strengthening our cases that are defending those who were wrongfully discharged, because the government's defense in not granting their religious exemption is that they have a compelling state interest, and that there's no need to wait for them to reasonably accommodate those individuals, and that's why they were, fired and then given discharge. Well, dishonorable discharge. Well, the fact that now the military says, "Oh, okay, you don't have to be vaccinated," that's evidence on its face that they were wrong. And had illegitimate, rationale as to the fact that, as to why they could not reasonably accommodate in the first place. So, I'm glad they did what they did, but it's something that we're going to be using against them on behalf of those many brave men and women who, because of their faith and convictions and character, have had their careers flushed down the toilet and discharged disgracefully. So we're going to use this to defend those men and women who were willing to risk their lives to defend us.
Now it's about time. I mean, seriously, it makes absolutely no sense. Hopefully, if you get in front of a judge that has two brain cells that work properly, he'll see how crazy this is and reinstate them, or order the military to reinstate them. I don't know if you can do that. You know what? I have a little dark side thought here. And I was thinking the reason they're not going to quickly or want to reinstate these guys is because these guys and gals stood their ground. They stood against what they believed to be was tyranny, and they stood up for the Constitution as opposed to the military leaders. And they may see that or feel that that's a threat. Don't you agree?
Yeah, they may have that attitude. To me, it's just sort of an ego issue. The fact that they have to admit that they were, wrong. And then, they blew it. And, these men and women who come back in the military will be just a continual living example of the atrocities of incompetent leadership, starting from the top down, especially from the top. There are many on the lower levels of the military who I'm sure objected to this outrageous policy that has hurt our military and weakened our military. There's enough things that have been done that have weakened our military by this administration. And taking those individuals who have such probably the highest character and caliber and booting them out, even out of the Navy SEALs, which, we don't need to be shrinking the Navy SEALs. We need to increase, not shrink. And there's so much invested into these men and women, very highly qualified, trained, and to have them removed for political reasons, for ego reasons, for control reasons, is something that should never be allowed to happen again.
Yeah, no, totally agree with you. All right, New Jersey lawsuit that you have filed or are filing, give us some insight on that. That has to do with the vaccine as well.
Yes, it does. So there's six officers who are working for the juvenile court system there in New Jersey. They filed for religious exemption And it was denied, and they were all fired. And there's some problems with what New Jersey did. First is the fact that they were just given blanket terminations. They didn't sit down and talk and say, hey, are we going to accommodate you? Can you wear a mask? Can you do testing? You know, other protocols that in the past have been done by different government as well as the private sector for similar employees in similar situations. You're all fired. You're out of here. That's it. The other problem is the fact that that other prison officers who were in the adult prison, they were all granted their religious exemptions. All of them were. And yet none of them in the juvenile sector were granted. Now, someone may say, well, that's because juveniles, you know, they're younger people and they need greater protection. No, actually, it's the opposite. The younger people are not threatened statistically unless they have some, you know, pre-existing condition of some kind. It's not a threat. The threat actually is more like the vaccine, as we're seeing, unfortunately, play out in the studies and things that are coming out with what's happening to young people who are vaccinated, especially athletes. But instead, the adults in the adult prison, if you want to have any kind of risk element, some of them maybe are more likely to have some of those risk factors in terms of weight, age, and pre-existing condition. But every single one of those officers with the prison system for the adult prison, they were all granted religious exemption, and all of those in the juvenile court system, those six, were denied, no reasons given, no accommodation attempt, so I think it's going to be a really good case, and it's a classic example where you have just a bureaucrat who is just, you know, control freak. They're a part of the COVID vax cult, I call it. They don't think, they don't look at stats, they don't look at the studies, they don't look at the cases.
Did you swear on my show? Did you say something about thinking?
Yeah, they just, it's part of this COVID vax cult is what I call it. That's, you know, and then they engage in these kinds of practices, and sometimes it's HR, the person, you know, head of human resources, other times it's someone else, but whatever the reason, their reason is not legitimate. We can show that it makes absolutely no sense what they did, and especially when you look at other employees who are not let go. So I think we've got a great case.
Yep, I do too. All right, when we come back, talk about something weird that's happening with sports. You know, athletes across the planet. We'll talk in a few minutes. Double C to your host, Togo Far People. A lot more coming up after the break.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the tax doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Mesquite, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed. All right, MyPillow.com. Head up to MyPillow.com. If you use promo code Joe on your way out, Mike is still giving you great breaks, 30 to 70% off. I have his slippers. I love them. Well, not his. I have my own. I paid for them. But he gives you like 90% off the slippers. I mean, they're worth it. They're worth the try. If you hate them, you send them back. He's got like a 60-day. You can walk in those puppies for 60 days. If you can't stand them, send them back. Use your money back. All of your money back. How can you go wrong? How can you lose? You can't. So give it a shot. Here's a guy that supports the same things you do, gives money to organizations that you support, stop buying stuff from China. Really, seriously. You're making me crazy, some of you. You tell me it's too expensive. You know why it's too expensive? You're looking at the prices when you first get to the website. Use promo code Joe on the way out on MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. You'll save between 30 and 70%. You don't have to check out. If you don't like it, and you put the stuff in the basket, and you use my promo code, and then you go, it's still too expensive, then you just don't press the pay now button. It's that easy. But everybody makes out. Mike makes out. He keeps people working in this country. I get a piece of the pie. We all benefit from this. And you'll get some great products made here in this country. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. And we'll all benefit from it. Brad Dacus joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. All right, Brad, I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you have any of his product?
Do I have any of his product?
My
product. Yeah, I don't think I do. I do. I was thinking about ordering the slippers.
You're wearing your own slippers, though, right?
Yeah, I need a new pair of slippers. The kind that he sells, where you can walk around in them.
The commercial, the girl says they're elegant. You can wear them out anywhere. I don't know about that.
I would wear them anywhere, because in a courthouse, I would get in real trouble.
Yeah, they'll go over well. I'm sure the judge will really appreciate that. I wear them out in the mailbox, but they are.
They're exactly.
Yeah, they're comfortable. Yeah. They're resilient. Made here, and you know the money goes to somebody who does support what you and I support. So, all right. Earlier, I was telling people that as I was perusing around, get some stories about the vaccine when I found out about the military. I started running. I mean, a boatload of stories about athletes, you know, dropping dead, not just on the field though. One story today about a young military man who was on his way from the field back to his dorm room, and he dropped dead just walking back to the dorm room. And the common thread with all of these young people, young athletes, is it was a heart condition, and every one of them had not only got the vaccine, but got the boosters as well. Now, this isn't conspiracy theory anymore. There is a commonality here, is there not?
Oh, yeah, and unfortunately, the numbers don't lie. The number of youth athletes that have occurred since the pandemic and since the vaccinations of the beginning have skyrocketed. We're not talking about young people, athletes dying for, some condition. Just suddenly dropping dead and dying and their hearts giving out. The statistics are just outrageous. So it's indisputable as far as I'm concerned. It's no longer coincidental. You have one here, one there. I believe the tally is, I think it's close to 1,600 youth athletes that have just keeled over and died. Since 2021 or two, it was since the institution of the vaccine and the boosters. I think it's important for them to understand is that every booster, the studies show, this isn't me talking, this is the British Medical Journal talking, every time they get a booster, so you have the vaccine and they get a booster, every time they get a booster, the risk of serious consequences increases.
Yep.
And reactions increases. So if you've had three boosters plus the vaccine, you've approached the highest risk in terms of complications and serious effects in addition to hospitalization. Of course, the fatality rate is increasing more and more with those who've been vaccinated, especially those who have the greatest number of boosters.
Right. Yeah, and again, the more I read, and they are truly, you know, people don't want to hear it, and they think we're making it up as we go, but when you start looking at what's going on, they are truly all heart issues. Every one of them are athletes. You gave, I don't know what the percentage works out to be because I can't count that high, but I know that just before COVID, or the year before COVID, I think it was 2019, they had less than 30 deaths, due to a heart condition on the field with young people, an athlete, 30. And now all of a sudden, we've got what? I think you said 1,600.
Right.
The last count I had was up over 1,500, but we'll go with the 1,600. And you sit there and you say to yourself, okay, what's the commonality? Why are we still doing this? why are we still telling them? And I'm watching commercials on TV where they're saying, you know, it only takes seconds, there's still free shots. And I don't know if you heard this one, too. Was it Pfizer made $82 billion last year? And over half of it, well over half, was because of the shots and the booster shots.
Right. And they withheld information, and that's indisputable now. For women who are pregnant, they withheld that information. And so who knows how many miscarriages or complications have occurred just in that sphere alone. And, of course, there's other people who've had other medical complications. I think when the American people also commonly, almost half commonly know of someone who has had a medical complication resulting from the vaccine or a booster.
But it's no longer something that can be concealed. What's the reality? What's the reality of being able to sue these people if you can prove that they were hiding stuff, prove that they knew about some of this? It's got to be a hellacious case to take up, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. There is a general immunity for pharmaceutical companies for being liable for things that happen to people because of their vaccinations. However, I think that is very easily distinguishable when you can show that the company knew something was going to be harmful, knew something had a risk, and did not disclose it, because they have a legal obligation to disclose the risks and the potential complications, and not just to disclose it to the doctors, but also to disclose it to the patients. That has to be disclosed to when they receive that medication. So the fact that we know that they withheld information. First, they claimed that it was going to prevent transmission. That was the understanding. That's what they advertised. The government advertised. The government is still advertising. Get vaccinated for your loved ones so they won't get the... Now we know it does not prevent transmission. And there was nothing to support that. And Pfizer knew that the whole time. And then they also, in a study showing there were 34 pregnant women in their first trimester of pregnancy. 26 of the 34 miscarried, and they withheld that information, and that was one of their studies.
Wow.
They withheld that. I think all 24 of those women would have grounds for a lawsuit, and I hope they do. Hope they pursue it.
Wow. And again, if you can prove these things, this could cost them a heck of a lot more than the $82 billion, can it not?
Oh, yeah, it definitely could. I mean, we're talking about the loss of life. And then, of course, these heart issues that have come out, serious issues, serious complications. And I think that they definitely need to be held accountable. And, I think more and more Americans will see Pfizer for who they really are, which is not a company that's committed to the health and welfare of their clients, but to make money at the expense of whoever dies, and they don't care. And that's a little strong language, but they're earning that reputation. That's something they've earned. They put that on themselves, not me.
Yeah, I hate to sound like that guy, but it's gotten to the point where, you know, society has gotten to that point now where it's how much money can I make? And, you know, these people don't care about us anymore. They don't care about us being healthy. They don't care about any of that. I mean, you hear all these warnings on the medications that come out from the FDA and all that. And then what happens? Within 18 months, 2 years, all of a sudden you can sue these companies because the information was wrong. Why are we still trusting these people?
Yeah, it's one thing for a company to invent a drug and they test it and something complication comes up. You know, 5 years later that they weren't aware of, no one was aware of, the test didn't show it. Okay, I get that immunity that they get under the law for those circumstances. I can see the public policy for that. But not for recklessness and not for hiding information that is going to impact the ability for people to make educated decisions with regard to the risk and the benefit to them.
All right. Before we run out of time, tell people again, how can they help you? Where do they find more information about PJI?
Yeah, it's really easy. We have so much in the way of free resources. It's pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, .org, pji.org.
See, that's easy, people. I don't make it hard for you. give them a holler. Check, actually, go to PJI.org. Check out the website. See how you can help out, because someday you may need the help. Brad, God bless for what you're doing. And people, I'll be back with you in just a little bit. Don't go far. Get a nice hot cup of coffee. Sit down. Take a listen. We got a lot more coming up.